I'm not sure who I tell these stories to, the little kids or the big kids. And I will say up front that this story is a story I read many, many years ago. It was in the Alert magazine, and it was told by a gentleman who was the editor, Pastor John Silver. Now, when he was a lad, he was brought up on a farm, and that's where all the good stories come from. Don't they? I think they do. And on his parents' farm, a whole pile of different animals, and there was one group of animals that were there that went oink. What goes oink? Pigs! And John was given the job of feeding the pigs every day. He had to have two great big buckets. And in those buckets was what they called gruel. And it was lukewarm. It had to be nice and lukewarm. And what John would do, he would take these buckets, these great big piles, down to the pig paddock, small paddock where the pigs were in. And it had a low trough. Put the buckets of gruel into this trough, and all the pigs would come. Now, there was one pig that they had that had a name. He was called Major. Major was a big fat pig. And Major had a problem. What problem do you think a pig would have? He was greedy. He was greedy. So Major would come bolting down to that trough as fast as his little trotters would carry him. And he'd do a big leap into the air. And then he would land in the middle of that trough with all the slops and the gruel, and it would splatter everywhere, and he would try and gobble it all up before the other pigs got any. And every day when John would come out with the big piles, tip it in, and Major would come bolting down, do a big leap, land in the trough with all the gruel, and try and swallow it all up. But then one day for Major, it all went horribly wrong. You see, John was 16 and a half years of age. It's a rather awkward age. This is part of the story. Because John developed a very serious illness. It's called falling in love. He had a girlfriend, which means that his mind wasn't on the job. So instead of having these two big buckets of gruel, which was nice and lukewarm, on this day, they were just about boiling hot. And so John, with his girl in the brain and not thinking about the poor pigs, he went down with his two big buckets of gruel that were what? Very hot. And so he put out the gruel in the trough. The pigs came from all directions, and guess who came? Major. He came bolting down that trough, did one a mighty big leap into the air, and landed where? In the trough. Ever heard a pig squeal? They're noisy. There was one a mighty squeal that made you got out of that trough. And as John looked at the bottom half of Major, it closely resembled boiled pork. And Major turned and looked at John with a very distinct look on his face, which said, "You traitor!" Oink. John always remembered after that to make sure the grill was only lukewarm. But guess what happened? Major would come bolting down to that trough, and he would just about go to leap in, and guess what he remembered? That boiling hot grill. He could never again trust John to have it at the right temperature so he could go in. And so every day he would come bolting down, and that poor pig would go through a moment of total frustration because he wanted to jump in, but he wasn't game to jump in because he couldn't trust John to have that grill at the right temperature again. And you know, as we all grow older, we discover that people are like that. We can't trust them all the times. But there was one person who we can trust, who will never let us down. Who's that? It's God. He is dependable, trustworthy, 100% of the time. Isn't that good? It's good to know.